And Adam Naisbitt joins me. Now, he's billed on my screen as the creator of the 2012 Ticket Alert Twitter feed. Now, you may say, Vanessa, you know nothing of such things, and you'd be right. But my producer, Laura, has been inducting me. She's forced me to look at it, to understand it, to try and navigate through it. So I do understand just a bit of what's going on here. And Adam, I have to say, well done to you. Magnificent. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So explain to everybody else what it is, the 2012 Ticket Alert Twitter feed. How did you come up with it? What does it do?
Essentially started, my fiance wanted tickets for the gymnastics, and rather than sitting for hours pressing F5 refreshing the 2012 website, what we wanted to do was build something that notified us when new tickets came through. We managed to get tickets, so we just plugged it into Twitter, and now people following at 2012 Ticket Alert on Twitter get notified as soon as new tickets become listed.
And I believe you've got nearly 6,000 followers already.
Yeah, I mean, we launched it about 72 hours ago, and the feedback has been phenomenal. We're over 6,000 followers. We've reached near enough 100,000 people altogether so far. And the feedback we're getting, people thanking us just for being able to get them tickets, is phenomenal.
Tell me how it works. Let's say I want to go and see, for example, the fencing. What do I do?
Okay. You'll need a Twitter account. Go to twitter.com. You can set up a free account there, or a lot of people do have them now. Go to @2012ticketalert on Twitter, follow us there, and then whenever new tickets get listed for sale against any event, and that could be, like, we've just literally about 10 minutes ago seen a huge flood again from LOCOG that had been listing events, through to people who are listing, one or two tickets that they just want to resell. Themselves. Any ticket like that comes up, it will list it straight on there, and then it is just a case of keeping an eye on there, looking for events you want to go to, clicking through, booking the tickets.
And are you doing this as a business? Because I believe you can go onto your site free. You don't have to pay for it.
Yep. I mean, all of this is free. It really started out as just an idea that we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? And with the impact it's had, we've just decided, look, you know, let's just make it about getting people tickets. You know, there's no need to try and make money out of this, and no need to try and make it about us. It's just, let's get people tickets. LOCOG, we think, have really dropped the ball on the technology behind all of this. So let's try and make it easier for a few people if we can.
Can you explain, obviously you're a techno whiz and you understand all of this very, very well. Can you explain why the LOCOG online procedure is so clunking, and all this, you know, shopping basket, and you have the money taken out of your account, then you find you haven't actually got it, the money comes back in again, you're left in a holding bay, it seems to take an awfully long time, and there's so many obstacles and hurdles to overcome. What did they not grasp that you could have told them?
It's a really hard question without knowing exactly what they were thinking, but I mean, the process they've gone through doesn't seem to... This is the 2012 Olympics, and the comment that we've been banding around is like the website's been built for 1995.
I see.
There should have been a bit more sophistication in the approach and how it works. And what we do have to bear in mind is they're expecting hundreds of thousands of people onto that site, so it needs to be built to handle that. But when you're giving out one or two tickets to that many people, you need to be very, very careful you don't allocate tickets to people falsely just because of the volume of people. But it could have been done a lot better, we think.
So do you feel annoyed about this? I mean, do you feel that LOCOG should have thought of doing what you're doing?
Definitely. The fact that there's no alert system that says, okay, you guys want tickets for this, and they've just become available, quickly go and get them. And you might have 10,000 people trying to get two tickets to an event, but still to give people a chance of, look, here's a way of getting that, it's just terrible. It's almost inexcusable this day and age.
I'm trying to think how you're going to make your fortune, because you're doing this to be nice. This is all part of what Cameron would call the big society. Other people would call it, you know, we're all in this together. We're all enjoying the Olympics together. You're doing something as a fellow citizen. You're doing your fellows a service. But I'm thinking about how you're going to take this on after the Olympics is over.
After the Olympics, to be fair, we'll probably dial it down. I mean, we do other things, but this is, you know, this is about what we're doing now. And a lot of people are offering donations, which we're not accepting, but we have set up a Just Giving page for the Olympic Foundation. So if anyone does think, you know, this is really cool, and because of you guys, we've got tickets, you know, if anyone wants to drop a couple of pounds into that, you know, that's how we're sort of accepting thanks, because then it goes, it's, again, going back into the Olympics and back into a good cause.
Have you managed to get tickets yourself? What have you been to see?
We've not been to see anything yet, but we have managed, thankfully, to pick up tickets for the gymnastics.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time. Adam Naisbitt, creator of the 2012 Ticket Alert Twitter feed. It sends out tweets when tickets become available. It was only set up on Saturday. He's not charging you any money for it. If you want to follow it, all you have to do is go on to @2012TicketAlert, or one word, @2012TicketAlert. 6,000 people have already done it. He's not making any money. You don't have to pay anything. That's why we can talk about it freely. If you fancy doing it, if you want to know when tickets are coming up, then you probably should. @2012TicketAlert. Nice fellow, Adam Naisbitt there.